Military Construction.
Hey, it's Jeff in.
That's me.
Hey, Jeff. Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff again. Told me to follow up in the afternoon. You got a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to follow up with you when we had originally spoken. Looks like it was only a few days ago on the 10th. You were, I guess, interested in our working capital program. I was kind of explaining it a little bit.
Yeah.
Said you might have some things coming up or can possibly help out with. So I just wanted to kind of touch base and see if, you know, our services can be of assistance to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a, you know, a little cash crunch right now, but I got a couple of projects to start. So I'm just trying to figure out how to get through this time.
Right. We definitely understand that over here on our side too. A lot of our clients, this program, the working capital program, is specifically designed to just get you the cash as fast as you can. You start the project and then, you know, the return's going to be nice enough. You can pay it back and then go on to the next project and keep moving forward. Yeah. So we understand that the efficiency and quickness is definitely something that as a, you know, business, your guys yourself is key in order to stay afloat and survive. So do you guys have a specific amount that you're looking for currently?
Not this minute, I don't. I mean, I've got a couple of projects. One's about 140 and the other one's about 170, and they've been delayed getting started. So I've been trying to hustle to catch up on some other stuff. So, you know, that's what I've got right now.
Right. And do you normally, like, if you had funds in your account, what's it for in particular?
You know,
like
operating
expenses? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's mainly operating expenses, like payroll, inventory costs, things of that nature, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Operating costs. Okay. I'm just taking some notes here, just kind of see. Are you familiar with working capital? Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No, I have not.
Okay, here, I'll give you the basic rundown of it, kind of explain the literature behind it and kind of how it helps out businesses. So essentially what it is, Jeff, it's an unsecured cash loan. You can think of it in relation to a line of credit. Everybody knows what a line of credit is. You know, you have it with your local bank and everything. That's how we use it as a comparison. What we do over here on our side is we try and approve you for the largest amount possible over the longest term possible, and then we work backwards from there. So that's how it's similar to a line of credit, is that you get to choose how much of the funds that you want to use over a term that, you know, fits the business. If you want it shorter term, longer term, we work with you. Essentially, the main difference is, though, lines of credit are based off of the business credit, personal credit. Working capital is based off of net sales. So it's a huge difference. So let's say that the company had done in 2015 net sales of $1 million, hypothetically as an example. What we're able to do is free up 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash for the business. So that leaves 100 to 150,000 right there in your pocket that we can get deposited into your business banking account, and boom, there you go. You use the money for whatever you want. If you got a project lined up, if you got a marketing campaign, you need to make cover, I guess, regular operating expenses, like you're saying to me. That's how that program works. And it's my goal. It's my goal over here, Jeff, as somebody who's been working in finance for a while now, it's to make sure that we get you on the best program so that it fits you guys and that it doesn't become a detriment, because we want to help you grow and we want to be a resource to you. You know, we're based out of San Diego. We're over here on the West Coast, but we operate nationally. We're headquartered here, so we work with all the 50 states and everything, so we have plenty of clients everywhere. And I could imagine, you know, that sometimes people like the the interaction of the face-to-face and everything, but you know, times are changing as well, right? You got to adapt somehow.
You're correct.
But yeah, I mean, these projects you have coming up, are you kind of like delayed in starting them? What's going on exactly?
Both of them we should have started about 2 months ago. One has got some plan issues, and the other one, the owner, he put a hold on things, but, you know, he's still, you know, when I talk, I'm a subcontractor to a building contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, we're going to do the project. They're in the same boat. They've already got a superintendent, a project manager assigned to it. And so it's going to happen. It's just, you know, got slowed down is what the problem was. So the other one is a plan issue. Hopefully they will get it. God, I would hope they got it done by now. But they're working on it. You know, we stay on them every day about it. So so in the interim, I've been, you know, hustling up short-term jobs and, you know, some, you know, rental stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. kind of drum up some business.
Yeah.
And I can imagine it might be a little difficult because what is the main focus of your business is the contractor portion, correct?
Yeah, we are mainly a site prep, grading and drainage, working as a subcontractor to the building contractors. Site prep for one of them is a new maintenance facility for the fire department, and one is a new strip center. So, yes, that's the kind of stuff we do.
Okay. So these projects, the both of them, you had said that one costs $140,000 and the other costs $170,000.
My portion, yeah.
Your portion, okay.
Yeah.
So do your clients pay you in what, like a net 45 type deal? How do they pay you?
You know, net 30, net 40, you know, I've got some that will pay a little quicker and some will pay a little longer. And you've seen the whole deal.
Yeah, we know that over here. We've seen that. We have a few customers, especially within, I guess you can say, the construction industry that have definitely, you know, seen what's going on and how the payments can affect the business structure as well as the cash flow of the business. And that's always...
Typically, we work for the same general contractors over and over. And typically, it's, you know, I'll work for 30 days to submit my invoice, and then they'll pay within 30, 40 days, typically.
Yeah, no, and that's not bad. See, that's what happens with returning customers is the fact that you're able to work closely with them, and then you've built up that relationship where you know that they're going to pay, whether it's within 30 or whether it's within 40, but you still know they'll pay up. Which is nice.
Yes.
So you know you have the loyal customers for your business.
I know the people I work for. Yes.
Exactly. I just want to kind of get a better picture here. If you needed cash, like it'd help a lot to have a number on mind. But what if we do this? We can actually over here is approve you for the largest amount possible. What did you guys do in net sales for 2015? Top line revenue.
About a million, I think. I don't have it in front of me. I think right at a million.
Right at a million. Are you guys on track for that right now, or are you guys up, down?
A little off. Like I said, we some projects we were low on, they canceled the projects, you know, so. I'm not going to be on the, I don't think I'll be on quite, well, I might be. I haven't looked at this month's numbers yet. So, we did about $1.15 million, I think what it was last year, something like that.
Okay, all right. That's not that bad either. Okay.
And we've been in business since 1974. We've been higher than that and lower than that. It's just with the economy in 08 hit the skids, we scale back and we scale way back and just doing more or less is what we're trying to do right now. So,
and Jeff, that's the thing too. We understand that on our end. We know that a lot of big banks happen to turn away a lot of smaller businesses or medium-sized businesses in America because they didn't want to take the risk on them after the financial crisis. Everybody kind of shut their doors off to the little guys, and hence why everybody else had to kind of find alternative routes. So that's why we started this type of a program that could actually benefit the small business owners and the small businesses themselves, because they need funds too. You go to your local bank back then, and hey, it takes you 90 days just to get an answer from them and what they can get you, and most of the time they declined you, so you're waiting 90 days. Over here, we get you an answer in 24 hours after you submit the application, and hey, who doesn't like having an answer right at their feet right there and then, right?
You're right about that.
So we like to be as straightforward as possible. So we're straight shooters over here, and we, you know, want to be as transparent as possible too. And our whole goal is to build a relationship up with you guys, like I said, because we're a relationship-based bank. So you need the funds in place. We're here as one of the resources that can get you the money that you need. Have you gone anywhere else to possibly look for funding, like your local bank? Have they?
Well, I've talked to the local banks and stuff, and, you know, you're right. The construction market, they're not real strong into, and you know, everybody's just sort of backing up. So I've had a couple of finance companies, the Balboa and some other people like that, approach me, but I hadn't done anything with working capital because, I've got 99% of my equipment paid for. It's just I just need operating capital, you know, as opposed
to finance. You need the money to get started. And the good thing about us, too, is, Jeff, that when we started this division, the program itself, the Working Capital, we were one of the first companies to do it when it became available in 2008. So we have a wide variety of resources at our disposal compared to some of these other guys that I would imagine have been calling you as well and saying, hey, you've been approved for $100,000. I can get it to you tomorrow. What they don't tell you is that those guys, they've been in business for maybe 3 to 6 months. So for us, we've been in business for 14 years since 2002. Started with equipment financing, moved into working capital, and now we specialize in both. So you can definitely trust us in regards to...
I still do some equipment financing on occasion. I mean, right now, I've used CAT finance and Komatsu finance.
You get the 0% with them. We know that's like a very good deal to go for, exactly. We're not trying to compete with those guys because we know how they operate and how they do their business to continue to have recurring customers. We finance equipment, yes, any type of construction equipment, any type of equipment in general, really. Just depends on what you're looking for, to be honest. But in regards to the situation here that we have right now for the capital, to do this. I have got a few more questions for you. It won't take up a lot more time. How's the ownership?
The ownership, my dad owns 75, me and my brother own 12 and a half.
Okay.
Is there a questionnaire you can fill out online or something?
Yeah, let me do this. I think I have your email still as just jterry@rstcons.com, right?
Right.
Is that yours? Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, and here's how we can get this process started on our end. What we require from you to get an answer for the approval, the amount, the terms, the rates, and everything to get an answer for you, because I can't give you hard numbers without going through the application process. We have a one-page application. We've got what we also require is 6 months of your recent business bank statements. We like to look at the cash flow of the business, see how well you guys are operating, look at the ending balances, things of that nature, as well as last year's tax return. Do you guys happen to have last year's tax return?
Yeah, I can get it. It'll take me a few minutes to get all that stuff together, but yeah, I can get it together. It may take me a day or two, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. I understand that. The quicker you get it to me, the quicker I can get you an answer. And of course, this is probably I have to ask this, but do you guys take credit cards as payment from your
customers? We typically don't because of the fact that most of my stuff is contract work. And
So you take checks, right?
Yeah.
Primarily
checks, or sometimes they'll do a direct deposit. I work for Norfolk Southern Railroad on occasion. I'll send them an invoice, and they'll typically drop the funds in about 32 days.
Well, okay, not a problem, because it makes the process a lot more simple. And you don't have any other type of working capital loans out right now, correct? Just to clarify. Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'm going to shoot you over the application package. I will need your father's signature, your signature, and your brother's signature, because one of the reasons is for some of the programs that we have, it gets you a better chance of getting on some of the better programs
Me and Dad are typically at the office. My brother's out in the field. As a matter of fact, he's over in the next county right now working.
Okay.
I can at least get two signatures.
We can work with two signatures. We can work with yours and your dad's, which is totally fine. Those two would be great. And then you fill everything out. The application itself is just general information about the business, so it's not too difficult. It takes 20 minutes to put together, and then the bank statements you just download from online, and the tax return is if your CPA can just throw it over to you, or if you have it on file.
I just hit my bookkeeper. She works part time. We're down about 10 people, and she works part time. Takes care of her mother, so some of that stuff takes a day or two to get together.
Yeah, not a problem. What I'll do is I'm going to shoot you over the email with the required documents. Get all that stuff together as quickly as possible. I'll follow up with you. Let me call you on Wednesday afternoon. How does that sound?
Probably Thursday would be better because I've got a bid going in Friday that I've got to get out of here. Well,
not a problem. Okay.
We'll pick it. Wednesday or Thursday would be fine. As a new Hilton extended stay, I'm working on plans. I got to get that done.
Right.
Like I said, we do you know, commercial, you know, strip center, hotels, schools, industrial. You know, we did a little bit of everything site related, with it primarily within the Memphis market here. And on occasion, we've done a little highway work as a subcontractor. I do work for a couple of railroads on occasion as they need some work. So I try to keep a little diversity, you know, but sometimes the market's still soft, in my opinion, still soft. So hopefully the election will straighten some stuff out. I don't know if it will or not. So
let's get you back on the path to growth, man. That's our goal over here, and I'm sure it is over there too. I got one quick last question for you. For your ending balances within the bank, same as just more of a technical question. You are showing positive balances, correct?
Yeah, I have cash. I just thought I might not have a lot of it, but I have cash.
Okay, perfect. Yes, good. As long as they're positive, it just shows that the cash flow is healthy of the business. It's just one more question I had to ask.
Yeah, I mean, I may be low on my balances, but, you know, I wait till the end of the month, it comes back in and bump it back up and send it back, you know, comes in, goes out.
Oh, yeah. It's a cycle, man. It's a cycle. Okay. So I'll shoot over that email, expect it in the next few minutes, and then I'll give you a call Wednesday afternoon, Thursday morning, maybe, just to touch base.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Like I said, she'll be in here tomorrow, but she's got to work on payroll, and I've got to get a few things out. We'll get started on it.
All right, Jeff. Well, it was good catching up with you, and I'm excited to do some business together, man.
Well, let's see. We'll go from there and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You take care. Expect that email shortly.
Thank you, man.
All right, take care. Bye.